Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop. Cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, sold out hip-hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck at sold out art form and fell into the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, this is OMF. We're back for another dope show. We got our special guest in the on the line. We got Alan Jackson, a.k.a. J Kid, from Atlanta, Georgia, on the line. What's up, my brother?
What's up with you?
What's going on? So give us a little background on you and how you got into the music industry and everything. Give us a little background on how you got in the industry and everything, and how, what you think about hip hop and the influences you had.
My influence, people that influenced me into music is
So give us a little background and some influences, your influences in hip hop.
My influence in hip hop.
Give us a little background on you. How you got into hip hop, and then tell us about your influences in hip hop.
Gotcha. I got into hip hop back in 05 when I really took it serious. I thought I'd be doing it ever before then, though, but I took it serious back in 05. A friend of mine came to me on the lunch table, put a pen and pad in my hand. He said, write how you feel, it's going to make things a little bit better in your life. So I started doing that, which is true. I was influenced by the late Tupac Shakur. Got me into the rap game because I felt like he was rapping about my life. and the things that I was going through. And I wanted to get back to my community. And the only way I knew how to get out and to get back was through the music, was through rapping.
Okay. So that's good, man. So that's powerful, man. So what's the message behind your music, and what are you trying to let the world know about you as an artist?
Positive. That no matter what you're going through in life, stay positive.
All right. So what you think about the hip hop industry as a whole?
The music industry as a whole.
Just the music industry, period.
I think it's a mess.
It's a what?
It's a mess. It's a mess. It just needs to be, it needs spring cleaning.
Oh, okay. You don't care what the new word. I was trying to figure out what you said. Okay. Yeah, so explain that.
Well, the wrong people got empowered and started taking over the game. Instead of giving back, they took. They took from it. Yeah, everybody know hip-hop is, it's the voice of the people. It's the voice of the street. And they took it, and they never gave it back. And they never got positive with it. They all did negative stuff with it. It needs to clean things. It needs to be washed down and clean and give back to the people. People need to take it. We as people need to take hip-hop back, clean it up, and do what's right about hip-hop.
You about said everything I would say. I think you about said it all. You said it all. They took it and went and destroyed it. That's exactly what happened. You understand me? It's not personal. He's talking about the music. So y'all don't take this personal. This is about the music. That's what you did. You took the music and destroyed it. We ain't saying nobody's names. We saying exactly what he understand. What happened to our art form? It went from us having fun and being and liking and doing it for the love of the music, and took and they sold out for some dollars. He didn't say that, but I'm saying that because I'm graphical with mine. He didn't say that. He was nice about his, but I'm gonna tell you, I said it like that because that's the way I am. That's exactly what happened. You sold out. He didn't say it like that. I said it like that. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what happened. We took our stuff that we loved and we sold out for the dollar bill. And look what happened to hip hop. Like I said, they destroyed it. Exactly what happened. You done told the story. You told exactly what happened to it. That's what's why it sound the way it is. That's why the people act the way they is. That's why our children act the way they is. That's why our women act the way they is. Because that's what it is. Because we didn't do it. We don't do it for the love no more. We do it for the money. That's exactly what happened. Money destroyed hip-hop. Okay, that's what happened. Because the love, the art form was destroyed. Rap flow, rap talent, rap skills. Destroyed it and went to do hip to the hop. I'm dissing rappers to life, but I'm just telling you what happened. It went from rap to hip to the hippity hop, 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 whoop, 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 da da da. Next thing you know, now we got all this other shit. That's what happened. It's about the music again. Not personal. It's about the music. Again, you took it from rap. And then you got to doing this hip to the hobbity hippity woo. Now you're doing all this other shit. And that ain't hip hop. That's not the original art form. It's about the music again. It's not personal. It's about the music. You took our music and destroyed it for the money. That's exactly what happened. and we back to tell the truth. Like you said, the OGs is back, and we taking back our art form, our rightful place. Because that ain't hip-hop what you're doing. You're doing pop music. Make your money, but call it something else. Don't call it pop. Don't call it hip-hop. That's not hip-hop. Well, it is hip-hop. Well, then again, yeah, that's what it's called now. But that's not what it originally was. It was called rap music before. People got it twisted. It was called rap before. It was called hip-hop. They changed that shit with Rapper's Delight. That's what happened. You want to know? It went from the message to hip to the hobbity hibbity hop. That's what's happened. That's the difference between the two. The message is rap, and Rapper's Delight is hip hop. Now you know the difference. Okay, so it started way back. Didn't just start written now. It started way back. It started way back in history. Well, that sounds like a rap song, don't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. But we're going to move on. We're going to play your song. So introduce I Really Like You. I think it's the song you sent me. We're going to play that song for you. Play your song real quick. Then we're going to take some callers. But so introduce your song before we play it.
Well, it's a typical, I would say love song, but with my way of doing it.
Yeah, we're going to play, can we play Really Like You by Alan Jackson song real quick?
Yeah. Girl, I really like you. I really like you, girl, I really like you, I really like you. You the right type, I'ma have to go and wipe you. Bonnie and Clyde, 2017. Grab my hands, girl, we gon' go and chase our dream. Ain't no other thing, chase what we after. Always on the scene, ride with me and see what I see. Girl, I really like you, I really like you, girl, I really like you. If you the right type, I might have to go and wipe you.
I remember when we talked for the first time.
What
we
up,
was
girl?
Both out there on the fucking grind. From the conversation we had, I felt I had to make you mine.
Yeah.
Can I take you out for some dinner with wine? I wanna get to know you, you might be Miss Right. Let's see it where we go, let's have some fun tonight.
Where you wanna go?
Let me show you the world and we can take a flight. I heard you love New York and wanna go to Tokyo. I take you to any place you wanna go. You wanna go to Amsterdam, that's my type of girl.
Ooh.
Let me show you off like diamonds and pearls. You more like the Mona Lisa than me. You're fine, all together we unstoppable. But when we are apart, we start to get a place in my heart. Let's drive the world crazy. To you are special, baby. I wanna make you my lady. My lady, my lady, my lady, lady, baby.
Girl, I really like you. I really like you. Girl, I really like you. I really like you. You the right type. I'ma have to go and wipe you. Bonnie and Clyde, 2017. Grab my hands, girl. We gon' go and chase our dream. Ain't no other thing. Chase what we after. Always on the scene. Ride with me and see what I see. Girl, I really like you. I really like you. Girl, I really like you. If you the right type, I might have to go and wipe you.
Being with you is no drama. Gonna take you home and see mama after we take a trip to the Bahamas. So I can show you the beach and why the waves keep me at peace.
Yeah,
I wanna be the reason you smile.
You know
being with you is for fun, especially when we start wild and all. I'm seeing what you about. I know it's getting late. Just let me know when you're ready for me to take you back to your place. I see you ready to hit the road and catch a show. And do you want to go to the VIP or stay on the dance floor? Low. Yeah.
Girl, I really like you. I really like you. Girl, I really like you. I really like you. You the right type. I'ma have to go and wipe you. Bonnie and Clyde, 2017. Grab my hands, girl, we gon' go and chase our dream. Ain't no other thing, chase what we after. Always on the scene, ride with me and see what I see. Girl, I really like you, I really like you. Girl, I really like you. If you the right type, I might have to go and wife you.
Yeah, we back. That was Alan Jackson's song, I Really Like You. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a nice song, my brother.
Thanks.
Are you there? Yeah. We're going to take a few callers. Look, can we, can we take a few callers? Can we take the first caller?
Four one nine two six five, you're live. Hey, I thought you said a different number. My bad, I heard you say something else. How y'all doing, man?
Hey, what's up? Who's this and where you calling from?
What's up, what's up?
It's Tony Storm, man. I'm calling from Toledo, Ohio right now, man. Hot as hell.
Oh, what's
out here. What's going on? So, yeah, what's happening,
though? We got Alan Jackson on the line.
Oh, okay.
From Atlanta. Yeah, what's up, man? Tell us what's going on.
Just chilling, man. Just chilling out, man. You know, just we're calling and just say what's up and, you know, say if anybody looking for some beats, you know. I got them on YouTube. I got them on BeatStars, you know what I'm saying? Tony Storm 419 on Instagram and shit. I don't know, man. Maybe I could find out about some new music. What's going on? What's your information? Who on the line?
Yo, bro, you in there? Alan, you still?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's asking you a question.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What was the question?
Tony Storm is asking you a question.
Yeah, I'm asking, hey, if you got some new music or some stuff you want me to check out, man, because I would love to check out some new stuff. I find people that's kind of dope, and I go check their music out, man. So you got some stuff that I'm going to check out?
Oh, you came out on YouTube. You came out on YouTube. I'm on YouTube.
What's your name?
Jay Kid. Type in Jay Kid, just another day, and I'll pop up.
Jay Kid, what, J-T-I-Z?
J-K-I-D-D.
Jay Kid, right. Just another day?
Just another day. You can see my logo.
All right. Hey, I'm about to go search it right now and subscribe. So make sure you check out Tony Storm, man, everywhere, man. Instagram, all that shit, man. All right, man. Thank you.
I will.
Yo, I've been asking you. You ain't sent me your songs yet. You ain't sent me your songs, though. You haven't.
Yeah,
I hit
man,
you up on Instagram
up.
And. Huh?
Yeah, man. I be so tied up, man. I keep forgetting, man.
Yeah.
I got some new stuff I'm working on. I'll tell you what. I'm going to send you this next project I'm working on, but I ain't going
to
finish it.
Yeah, so
I can
play your songs. I haven't been able to play your songs on the show because you haven't sent me none.
Right. Well, this next one I got right here is the best definition of motherfucking fresh.
Yeah.
And I ain't going to let y'all hear the bullshit or nothing. So, yeah. On the other side, I got something too. Yeah.
Send me songs so we can play.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you
got to get up out of here, though.
So what's the name of your stuff that you're getting ready to put out?
It's called Let's Get a Room. Yeah, it's a single. I got a video. I'm about to do a video for it and everything. Tony Storm, Let's Get a Room. But I don't want to put it out without no promo. I got to, you know, get my fucking artwork together in a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And all that. A little sample, like 30 seconds of the song, and share around right quick. And then in a couple of weeks to a few weeks, I'll be there inside the video and put the shit out. You know what I mean? But I want it to be right, though, because it sounds real good, though. I don't want to just drop it like I've been dropping the YouTube and the Spotify's and all that. I want to come all the way official, like a ref with the whistle, you know?
All right.
You did? Okay, so I'm going to get up out of here, man. I got the information. I'm about to search it in my YouTube so I can subscribe.
Yeah, send me your stuff so I can play it on the show.
No doubt, no doubt.
All right, my brother. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right. Can we take another caller?
My man, what's up? The OG, Sean Felder, SX Energy Drinks. What's up, my brother?
What's up? What's
the
up, Sean?
The birthplace of hip hop. How you doing, my man?
What's up, my brother? We got my boy Alan Jackson from Atlanta, Georgia, on the line. What's up, man?
What's up, ATL? How you doing, man? I just came from Decatur a week ago to visit my aunt in Decatur. What's up, Georgia?
What's up? What's up?
How you doing, my man? Hopefully next month when I go down there, we'll have Bronx Day Atlanta. Look that up, Bronx Day Atlanta. It's a tribute to old school hip hop back in the New York City days. A lot of legends performed there. I went down there in 2015. Kid Capri, Brucey B, all the legends of the old school hip hop legends taking it back to the New York days. I believe they're going to have it back there next month. So look out for that. Hopefully Bronx Day Atlanta 2021.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah. I just want to give a shout-out real quick on it. Let's salute and give her flowers, the legendary Mary J. Blige. She just got a walk of fame at the historic Apollo Theater. Everybody know Mary J. Blige. She's the original queen of hip-hop soul. What's the 411 back in the day? I still got that cassette in my room. So let's all salute Mary J. Blige. She did a lot for the entertainment industry, even in music.
The original Uptown crew, they don't know about hip-hop.
Yeah. Mary J. can also rap.
And Salt and Pepper, they don't know about hip hop.
That's right. Mary J. is on the OG. Salute Mary J.
I'll be sure,
Jodeci.
What? I'll be sure, Jodeci. What?
Yes, sir. And also, as coming up, I believe the Blastmaster KRS-One is doing a tour of his album. He did an album about called Stop the Protest and looked that up. Let's all salute one of the best MCs to ever touch a mic, KRS-One, Chris Parker.
Mm. The teacher.
And also,
tell him, the teacher.
Let me ask you a question, Omef. There was a debate of New York City hip-hop. Which borough got the best MCs? It had the Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island. Y'all want to debate on that? Who had the best historic MCs to ever touch a mic in New York City hip-hop history?
The Bronx. I got the Bronx. I'm from Brooklyn. I got to give it up to the Bronx, because the Bronx started it all.
Okay. I'm
going
to tell you who they
Grand
mostly picked. I saw it on the Facebook.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We got Keras One. We got Fat Joe. We got a Lord Finesse. We talk about people.
Right.
We talk about Noriega. We talk about
Big Pun. Don't get the late Big Pun. Big Pun. The late Big Pun.
Lord Tariq, and what's his name? Deja Vu. You remember that song?
Deja
that
Vu.
About
right.
Talking about people that didn't even. Keela Rock.
Right.
Cola Rock.
Mantronic.
The Bronx. The best MCs, and then Brooklyn comes after.
I'm gonna tell you who most cats picked. You can debate this all day. They picked Brooklyn and Queens.
And everybody
they
comes
got
after.
Brooklyn
then
Queens.
Philly. Philly, Philly got some of the
they
best
young.
MCs. Blackport. Wait a minute. Hold on. Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah, Philly got some legend MCs.
You're talking about Cool C. You're talking about Three Times Dope. Okay, you sleeping on Philly. Philly got dope rappers, too.
Well,
so,
I'm just saying,
there
the
you
cast
go.
Pick
Brooklyn
Queen, who had the legendary
and Philly.
MCs.
And then everybody come
I,
after
I
that.
I understand why they put Brooklyn.
What you said?
Huh?
I understand why they put
Brooklyn
and Queens, because they're young. Because Brooklyn, everybody this generation know about Biggie. That's Brooklyn. They know about Nas, that's Queen.
Right.
So that's why
right.
they picked that like that.
Right.
But if they do their
right.
research, they'll pick the
right.
Bronx.
Oh, yeah, the Bronx started it off. We all know that. The Bronx started it off. I'm 53,
but
Bronx.
They got
Brooklyn
the best.
KRS-One, Awesome 2, Melly Mel and all those guys. I grew up in that era, man. I can tell you, oh, yeah, we did a lot in the Bronx now. That's right. Mm-hmm. And OMF, yeah. You remember Boogie Down Productions had that beef with the Juice Crew. We all know what happened with that.
Right. Yeah.
Correct. Shut it down with the Bridges.
You talking about the Bronx. You have to put the Bronx up there as the top of the list because they the ones that started the hip hop jet.
Right.
They
right.
want to taught
right.
you how to flow. We got all they flow and right. we got their flow
right.
in all our shit. Anybody
yeah.
that come after. Okay?
Right.
That's
right.
what I'm saying.
Right.
Everybody
yeah.
rap after Melly Mel. Melly Mel the GOAT.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When you talk about the GOAT. The Melly
yeah.
Mel is the one that taught you all how to do the slow flow and all of that, the long rap, all of that shit. Rakim don't
yeah.
do his shit without Melly Mel, okay? Beep Street, go back and do Beep Street. Y'all hate me.
Right?
Go.
Yeah, facts.
Just
facts.
Told you about
facts.
History. You talk about the Bronx.
Just want to throw that to you, man. Just want to throw that to you because there was a little debate in Facebook. Which borough in New York City has the dopest MCs? I can't deny the Bronx, but a lot of them pick Brooklyn, Queens. I'm going to leave it like that, y'all. Y'all can debate on that before I get off. And before I get off.
Brooklyn got Biggie.
Yes, sir.
That's why they picked that. Queens
right.
got Run DMC. And Nas.
Right. Run DMC is Queens. Mm-hmm. Nas, Queens.
That's it.
Right. Right.
That's it.
Right.
That's all you got.
Right.
That's all
right.
you got. Wait a minute.
Right.
That's all you got in Queens. You got Run DMC, Nas, and Kool G Rap. That's it.
Right.
That's
Could
it.
You rap the juice
That's
crew.
All.
Mm-hmm.
And Rakim. Rakim is from Queens. I didn't know he was from Queens.
Yeah.
I didn't
right.
know he was from Queens, but he.
Right.
I thought he was from Long Island. But yeah,
right.
before I knew that Rakim was from Queens, yeah.
Right.
That's the only three: Run DMC, Nas, and Kool G Rap. That's what
right.
you got.
Right. Right. So, but before I
That's
get
it.
Off, I know y'all gonna do your thing. This. MC
but you go to
underrated.
Brooklyn, you got Biggie, you got Jay-Z, you got Houdini,
right.
you
right.
got Chubb Rock, you got
Busta
Special
Rhymes,
Ed,
Busta,
you got Mr.
The Flip
yes,
Club,
you
Busta,
got, yeah,
Busta,
you got Dos Effects, you got
right.
A Lil' Kim, you got Foxy Brown,
Foxy,
you got Jay-Z,
yeah, yeah.
oh,
right.
you got Big Daddy Kane,
Big Daddy Kane,
you going to talk, so Queens, where Queens coming in at? Where Queens got better MCs than fucking Brooklyn? Ain't no way. We
got
just named
we all
them
all. Brooklyn got the hardcore, and you can't forget
oh,
M.O.P.
Biggie,
M.O.P.
Who got better flow than Biggie?
M.O.P.
Who got better flow
M.O.P.
than Biggie?
How about some hardcore?
Oh.
M.O.P.
Oh.
How about some hardcore?
Okay.
And we can't forget Remy Ma. Remy Ma. You can't forget Remy Ma. She's
yeah.
the song for the Terror
oh, yeah.
Squad. Remy Ma.
Yeah, okay,
Maybe.
I said that. Fat
okay.
Joe.
Okay. Okay.
And Big
yes,
Pun.
Sir.
That's the
okay.
Bronx, right?
Okay.
That's the Bronx,
so listen,
right?
Listen, OMF.
Yeah.
Give me your address on Facebook. I want to mail you that Daily News article about the coming of the Hip Hop Museum in 2025.
Okay.
It's called A House of Rap. Please give me your address.
Okay.
I'll make a copy of that, all right?
Yeah, I'll send it to you on I'll send it to you on your Instagram and your
yes,
Facebook.
Sir. Yes, sir.
All right,
my brother.
Love you,
Take
man.
Care of
Love
yeah, New
you,
York
man.
Hip hop. How about that?
All right, New York forever, bro. We out. Yeah. Can we take another caller?
936-439. Hey, this Evan the Trapper. I was supposed to call. Supposed to be helping y'all host the show today.
Yo, what's up, man?
What's going
Yo,
on?
Yo, we got Alan Jackson. We got Alan Jackson on the line.
What's up? What's up? Yo, what's going on? What's going on, my man? Nothing much.
Yeah,
well,
we about to play
your
song.
Go ahead.
He asked you where you from.
Oh, Atlanta, Georgia. Ready? We'll be out there, matter of fact, in a couple of weeks, man. I'm going to have to link up with you.
All right.
What's going on, man? You good? You all right?
Yeah, we're good. We're about to play your song in a minute. We're about to play your song that I was about to clue it up in a minute, and you called right on time. But tell us a little about you and give us a little background on you and give us, let people know who you are. Tell you what's up. The floor
that
is yours.
Was for me or that, that was for Alan Jackson or that was for me?
Huh?
That's for you, homie.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, I'm a local upcoming artist from Houston, man. You know, just trying to make it. You know, the hip-hop game is kind of fucked up right now. Excuse my language, but, you know, it's kind of got, you know, people going in different directions when it shouldn't. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're just trying to keep it real, keep it street, and stay the same.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so what else are you doing as far as your music? Where are you going? Where is you going as far as your music?
Oh, man, I got so many different things going on right now. Actually, I'm supposed to be in Indianapolis, Indiana, come the 11th. We'll be there, you know, for the 11th, the half of the 12th. And then I got to come back to Houston. I got two shows booked down here as soon as I touch down here. And then, you know, the next week after that, it's just they keep coming and coming and coming. So, you know, I'm just kind of taking the punches and rolling with it, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up. So give us your links and everything where we can find you and everything.
Oh, Spotify, anything on Spotify, Amazon, you know, any kind of, you know, the top major platforms I'm out on all day. I got a one hit song with my boy Stack City from New York. My record label that I got up there is, you know, I got a record label going on up there that I started in New York in Albany. So, you know, kind of plugged in there, and I got a bunch of shows going on there this summer. And I'm just all over, bro. You know, just trying to make it, you know, trying to network and get it in where I can.
That's what's going up, man. So, So we're going to play your song later on,
for
Why
sure.
Would You Change? Tell us how you came up with the concept of your song.
Oh, man, that's to be honest with you, 100%, that's a straight freestyle. You know, it's real shit that everything, you know, I say in the song I've either done or, you know, I've lived through it. So, you know, it's just like, you know, I just put it all on, you know, all in music. And, you know, it's my pain, so.
Yeah, man, that's what's up, man. Yeah, we're going to play your music before we go off the air. But I'd like to thank you for calling, man. And shout out to Justin Griffin and the whole Trill Wild Scott Posse for turning me on.
Yeah, man.
And because they was on my show last week, you know what I'm saying? So he's the one that put me down with you, you know what I'm saying? True of Will family, you know what I'm saying? We just, you know, just networking, man. That's what's up. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
shout
you
out
for
to
Will, man.
Man. That's big homie. Yeah, he gave the game, you know what I mean? So.
And then Wide the Plug. Shout out to them.
Yeah, that's my brother.
Supporting
you know
the
mean?
Show.
They've
been down.
That's my...
They've been down when I had my TV show. I had a TV show too before the coronavirus. Yeah, we go back that far. Yeah.
Already. Yeah.
Y'all always been down.
High power people. So.
Yeah, they've been down. Been down with me from the beginning. Yeah, they was one of the very few. Yep. That was what's up. Yeah, and they always support my show, man. And they always send their music, and I always play their music on your show, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, we got a bunch of things popping, man.
And y'all keep sending me y'all stuff when we're gonna play it on the show. That's for sure.
For sure,
it won't be a problem.
You,
yeah, keep sending it to me and holler at me.
I got you, boss.
All right, so give us your links before you go.
Spotify, like I say, you can check me out on Spotify, iTunes, you know, anything major. It's called Trapping It. You know, it's like I say, it's my boy Stack City out of New York. And I got one dropping on June 29th, which is called Major Trapping. And then I got another one coming out on July 4th. So, you know, I got a lot of dates coming up that's really popping and rolling out. So
Anything, you know, like I said, I'm all over Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, you know, Evan the Trapper. You can Google it now. So.
All right, my brother. So thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you soon.
For sure, man. Good having you on here. Appreciate you.
All right, peace. Can we play Nakeem Jaheed's song, No Love, real quick?
Taught to never leave a witness, anybody riding with them gonna get them hit. Everybody ain't your friend, everybody ain't a savage. They'll smile in your face and plot to take your place. Everybody ain't your friend, everybody ain't a savage. Put your feelings in your pocket hole and get a clue. Everybody ain't your friend, cause everybody ain't a savage. We're gonna run and we gotta go get them. Moment of silence ain't leaving a witness. The way I've been living might let me a sentence. To say it, I do it in perfect forgiveness. Oh, Lord, forgive me, you know I've been sinning. Deep down inside me, I know I'm a winner. But we got it hard in the trenches. Oh, we got it hard in the trenches. They're plotting to clap me, I'm ready for action. So orangey sticks is somewhere over asking. Dripping designer, the Louis Belt matching. Biscotti exotic and pressure bus cabbage. A form famous, fuck maintaining. Time to switch up on my lack to a jag. I made it off trapping, ain't taking no losses. Won't put in the shit till I'm put in the bag. Everybody ain't your friend, cause everybody ain't a savage. Still smile in your face and plot to take your place. Everybody ain't your friend, cause everybody ain't a savage. Everybody ain't your friend, cause everybody ain't a savage. Been thinking about going legit, but I'm built for this shit. You see how I'm rocking, like Harden, I'm balling. Came up from the bottom, I really had nothing, but that couldn't stop me. I'm destined to make it, ain't no doubt about it. Pissed to possess it, the devil was proud of. Back on my shit, I don't owe no whole nada. One deep on my body, my shirt by Versace. Claiming they trapping, but really ain't trapping. You know what they say, everybody ain't savage. Chopper getting crucial, we shooting back at ya. I wipe a bitch, no, like it's nothing in traffic. When she getting drastic, I'll let a bitch have it. Throw dirt on my name till they stuck in the casket. Ain't playing no games, rearrange your anatomy. Keep it 1,000, you fucking with savage. Everybody ain't your friend, cause everybody ain't a savage. Still smile in your face and plot to take your place. Everybody ain't your friend, cause everybody ain't a savage. Everybody ain't your friend, cause everybody ain't a savage.
Yeah, we back. That was God Cypher 360, and the song was Everybody Ain't a Savage. Can we take? Are we back? Can we take another caller?
What's up, Mel Positive? Tupac Tina.
What's up, Tupac Tina? We got Alan Jackson, Jay Shear from Atlanta, Georgia, on the line.
What's up,
bro? How you doing?
Fine. Doing good. That's what's up. Y'all can check me out at TUPASTINA Jackson on YouTube, TUPASTINA Jackson on Spotify, TUPASTINA, the number 2 letter you on SoundCloud.
Yeah. Thank you for supporting. So what's going on with you?
Nothing. Been writing some more songs. I got a few more songs I'm going to be sending you on mail by the end of the day.
You already sent me just a new one just a minute ago. Well, a couple of minutes ago, yeah. You just sent me some new stuff already. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got some more stuff,
yeah, I'm
going to
play it. Yeah, I got it.
Right.
Yeah, you keep on sending me some stuff. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I'm just letting you know. Yeah, so when you doing your next show? I mean, your next radio broadcast?
It's going to be a few weeks. I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Yeah, she's a Blackout Radio host, too. She has a show on here, too. So she's part of the Blackout family. So like you said, you could call and send your music to her.
Yeah.
Tell her the stuff. Give her your link so he can send your music to your show.
TUPAS bad5609@gmail.com. TUPASTINA Jackson on Facebook.
Gotcha.
So
yeah.
Hit me up. I'll play your music on my show.
There you go.
Right,
hip hop, that's what I'm saying. The Blackout family right there. We look out for each other. That's what I'm saying. We family. This is a Blackout family.
Yeah,
we look out for each other.
Blackout family.
Yeah, there you go. We promote each other. We get on there and support each other. That's what time it is. We support hip hop. That's what time it is. You know
always.
Not, that's what it is, man. It's not personal. You know what I'm saying? It's about the music. There you go. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, yeah. Yeah.
All right. I appreciate y'all letting me call in. Oh, Melvin, y'all have a good day. All right, bro, hit me up. Shout out to my family.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. All right.
Peace.
All right.
Yeah, can we take another caller?
Hello.
Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Waka Flocka Flame. Waka Flocka, a.k.a. Mr. Flocka. This is Troy DeShow. I talked to you the other night. What's going on? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey. Yeah, the host dropped out. Just let everybody know where you're from and what's got going on.
I thought he fell out. No, this is Troy DeShow, TROYDASHOW. I have a podcast, and I actually did an interview with the OMF Posse a couple days ago. It's going to be coming out soon. All my links are Troy DeShow, all one word, so it's TROYDASHOW. But I got a lot of, like, cool people I've talked to in the past and will be talking to in the future, just, like, rappers, people in the rap industry, people that like rap. And I'm really looking for female rappers. Everyone I've interviewed has been a male. So if anyone is a female rapper, knows one, I would love to interview you. You can email me at TROYDASHOW@gmail.com and, you know, promote yourself for free and get your name out there. I think I have, like, a couple thousand downloads. So, you know, we're building, but that's where I'm at right now.
Yep, that's another avenue, my brother. See, that's another one because I've been on her show, too, and I'd like to thank her and shout out to her for having me on there, interviewing the other day, me and my partner from my group, rap group, you know what I'm saying? So that's the outlet. It's
definitely
about networking, man. That's what's up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's building, you know what I'm saying? We helping each other. You know what I'm saying? She's trying to come up, too. She's just letting you know she's trying to come up, too, in the game.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We're supposed to help each other. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the love
shout
of the
out
music.
To OMF Posse, too. And shout out to Black and Black Talk Radio. They've been very helpful. So,
no, you've been
you
helpful,
out,
too.
Did you fall out when I said this is Waka Flocka? I said that, and I was messing around, then you fell off the phone or something.
Yeah. I was like, what?
Again.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost it. Yeah.
Playing.
Yeah, I know. But I ain't no man. Don't even trip, girl. Ain't no trip. We don't take
I'm
this
not.
Personal. It's a joke, right? Okay.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, if you know me, then that's what I do.
Yeah, we don't take,
for better or for worse, whatever.
Life is too short, girl. Yeah.
Well,
but anyway,
tell me
thank you. Tell us about
your
links and everything.
Okay, I gave my basically everything's Troy DeShow. So I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube, but I'm currently suspended from YouTube because they don't like people playing music for some reason. What else? Instagram, and I also am big on Twitch. I love Twitch. Shout out to Twitch. I have a Discord, but I don't do anything with it. But all of that is just at TROYDASHOW. Twitter, too. It's all that. Troy DeShow. And, of course, like I said, you can email me if you have music or you want to be on my show. You can email me at Troy DeShow, TROYDASHOW, @gmail.com.
Yeah, girl.
Everyone check it out. Disclaimer, I'm not Waka Flocka. That was a lie.
Yeah. But that's all right. But you know what? It's all fun, though. It's all fun. We ain't taking that serious anyway.
I had to spice it up a little bit, you know.
Yeah, you had to spice it up. You know what time it is. Yeah. So, yeah, just check out. That's what I'm saying. All you people out there that want to get your music out there, and then she says she'll do it for free.
That's right. For now.
But still, your blessing, your opportunity. See, opportunity knocks. Okay? How many people are going to do it? You see what I'm saying? Here it goes.
I've had people come on from the UK. Come on from the West Coast, East Coast, South, everywhere, all over the world. So.
And you're talking about ain't nobody do nothing for you. That's an excuse. Ain't nobody going
to
do nothing for you. But you got a blessing. God opened the door for you, though.
I agree. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying people out there that say that, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah. But thank you for calling, girl.
Yeah.
And
we're
going to chop it up. We're going to keep chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to stay in touch.
I stay in touch with everybody.
And keep on doing.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna promote your stuff. Already promote your stuff on Facebook already. And Instagram.
That.
You support me. That's why.
Yes, sir.
When you win, we all win.
That's right.
We promoting hip hop. The love of the music. Right.
That's right.
Hello.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for supporting the show.
You bet.
All right. Yeah. Can we take another caller?
No more hands at the moment.
All right. Yeah. So we're gonna play another song. We're gonna play. We're going to play Shard Watts' song, Sack It Up, Shard Watts.
Y'all know what we're doing right now? Stack the square.
Money flex and drop that shit.
Work it, then you stack it. 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 Work it, then you stack it.
In the water like a centipede. Do that thing with ease. And I rake that money up like leaves. Count it heavily. And they know they bound to play with us. You know we quick to bust. And they know what's in God we trust. So we keep counting up. Blue, pink, and the green. That's just all I need.
Blue, pink, and the green. That's just all I need.
Time is money. So I spent that on a watch. Blue Benjamins up in my pocket like a smile.
Work it, then you stack it. 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 Work it, then you stack it.
Just know if I came in your venue, just know that they gave me the rank. Here for the night cause the baby, nah, I don't even watch Chris's tape. You know that I'm tied to my money. Tasting it daily, I'm coming. 2012 Benz get to running. Bass in my truck get to thumping. You know that we stack it to get it. Give me your pack and I flip it. Up and broad, they get to hitting. Snapping my pick, steady flicking. Designer on me, I'm dripping. Said I'm that come and go get it. Bad, I'm the hottest that did it. Pockets on Snoop, yeah, they crippin'. Hey.
Richmond, California, that's Lovely Tomorrow's son, new up-and-coming artist. And we back with my man, Alan Jackson. So what's up, Alan?
What's up? Nothing much.
So tell us a little bit what you have coming up upcoming and everything, and give us your shots out and everything, and let us know where we can find you and everything, and tell us what we look forward to you and for the rest of the year, and what's upcoming for you.
What's upcoming is a mixtape called J-Kid, My Story, Volume 1. I'm going to drop that this year, followed by an album. I'm going to drop all it's going to be dropped on my label, OTS Entertainment. That's my personal label that I started back 2 years ago. They can find me as Alan Jackson on Facebook. I stay on Facebook. Just if you really want to reach me, go to Facebook. I'm on YouTube as JKCO of OTS Entertainment. That's my channel right there. I got 4 tracks on there. I'm going to add more to it. I'm working on new music like every day. I want to shout out to my wife, who I love, and my kids. State of Virginia, Georgia, Texas, New York. Shout out to everybody out there in the world that's doing their thing.
Yeah. Well, like, thank you for supporting the show, man. And
I want to
doing
thank
your thing.
You support independent artists and give us a chance to get heard, so thank you too, man.
Yeah, well, I can't do it without y'all. I just love hip hop, man. Hip hop was my drug, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. That's my drug.
That was my drug, man. And I love hip hop, man. That's it. That's all. And we just supporting hip hop like I was for the love of the music. I do it for the love of the music, man. The love of the
hell
art,
yeah.
Man. That's what I do it, man. You know, and I'm just having people that out here that's just don't having a chance, man. They don't be on popular radio, man. We should be all be eating, man.
Yeah. It ain't
no,
like,
I ain't got no problem. It used to be where
like
they played all types of. It used to be when they used to play all types of music, okay? I remember
yeah,
when
I
they played all. You know what I'm saying? They played a little bit about everything. They went away
yeah.
from that. You know what I'm saying? They only want to play one type of music. And like I said, that type of music they promoting ain't what we call hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not the hip-hop community, because there's two different kind of communities. There's the hip-hop community and the popular community don't give a damn about what you say. But the hip-hop community does.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So there's two different types of two types of audiences, okay? So that's what I'm saying,
yep.
But I'm just trying to keep the game alive, man, just keeping our art form alive, man. And we're doing it for the love of the music, man, because most of these people are doing it for the love. Yeah, they want to make money. Yeah, we want to make money at the end of the day. But a lot of people doing it just for the love of it, the majority of them.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Just to feel about the music they make. Because you could tell the difference between the stuff that they just put up, they just put together in a damn studio and something that put in hard work. You
yeah.
can tell the difference. You know.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. You ain't got to put in no work nowadays to make hip hop. You know what I'm saying? They don't know nothing about hard work. You know what I'm saying? They just living off the all the. Of the sweat and back, the sweat, the blood, sweat and tears of all the people that worked hard to get this art form going, and to see these people just making money off of us and insulting us and disrespecting
yeah.
us, my problem, and that's your problem too.
Right.
And the hip hop and the people that's really in the hip hop that call themselves the hip hop community should be insulted and embarrassed by this. Stuff they call hip hop nowadays. That's my
yeah.
thing.
I feel you.
Yeah, but I'd like to thank you for calling, my brother. We're gonna stay in touch, and you keep sending me adult music and everything, and we stay in touch, man. And you keep thinking, you send me your music, man. And like I said, I'd like to thank you for supporting the show, man. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you, my brother.
Thanks.
Right. Yeah, that was Alan Jackson, a.k.a. J-Kid from Atlanta, Georgia. And this is All Meth, and I'll talk to y'all next Wednesday. We're going to leave you with Evan the Trapper's record. Evan the Trapper record before we go. And this is All Meth, I'm out. Why Would You Change is the name of the song. Evan the Trapper's song, Why Would You Change? We're going to end the show with that. I'd like to talk to y'all next week. Talk to y'all next week.
How could you change on me?
How could they change on me, man?
Why they change?
It's a goddamn shame, man. Can't keep it real no more.
How could you change on me?
Why they change on me?
Why they change
on
me?
Like they one nigga.
Can't
believe this shit. Fake as fuck, man.
How could you change on me? Why would you change on me?
Why they change on me?
Yo, how could you change on me? Why you change on me?
How could you change on me?
How could you change on me? Why you change on me?
Why you change on
me? How could you change on me? Why you change on me?
How could you change on me?
Why would they change? How could they change? I stay the same, why the fuck is this change, goddamn?
Why they change on me, man? I talk to God every day, thinking that I just get to wake up another day in hell. When this shit gon' really change up? I'm lost right now, really trying to find a way to go. Easy talk about who you wanna be, but really do it though. My bros stayed down and they was 10 toes with me. We was all in the trenches. Since we was little kids, we was getting money clocking digits. We was breaking into windows, we was robbing niggas, starving. Yeah, we had to go and get it. My mama told me at a young age, you want your school code, here go these pills, go get paid. Yeah, that fucked me up, that got me used to the fast life. But now I got my cash right, nigga, yeah, I came down twice, nigga, with them slab on foes. Guarantee we get this money, we ain't never been a hoe. I get the bed, I get a dough, flip them dividends. Niggas, they talking shit, we hitting them with they kids. They mama, they sister, nigga, and they could all get it, nigga. I'm a dog, nigga, yeah, straight round with it. Freestyle off the dome, shit, you know I'm gone, shit. Get it in, get it gone, before they even hit the phone. Before it hit my hands, I ain't touching shit. Moving money, fucking with these niggas. Them really, they some fucking bitches. These bitches realer than these niggas, and it's a shame. It's a goddamn shame, nigga. This shit a dirty game.
How could you change on me? Why would you change on me?
Why they change on me?
Yo, how could you change on me? Why you change on me?
How could you change on me?
How could you change on me? Why you change on me?
Why you change on
me? How could you change on me? Why you change on me?
How could you change on
me?
Why you change on me? Why you change on me? A lot of niggas change on me. Why they change on me? I stay the same, homie. I kept that thing on me. Blow out your brains, homie. I keep it real from the start like a real nigga. I was taught to play the game, how it goes. Never change, never fold, never snitch on your bros. Yeah, we getting money, guaranteed. Probably kick your dope.
Why they change on me? Why they change on me? Why they change on me? Why they change? Why the fuck this nigga change on me? I stay the same, homie. And for this fake, homie. Yeah.